Seattle Seahawks, really, really good core unit. They also play a lot of starters in their special teams. You'll see guys, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, Pro Bowl guys that are playing on their kickoff team. They got an exciting returner in the Lockett kid. Can change the game in the kick return game or in the punt return game. And then their specialists are doing a really, really good job. So, once again, as we head to the Great Northwest, we've got a great challenge for us. So, looking forward to that. And with that, I'll answer any questions.
Chris, obviously the biggest challenge you have right now is the field goal protect. That the left side of that line seems to be getting crushed regularly, and that's where the blocks are coming from. Are you thinking about maybe switching up some of the personnel at that spot to shore that up?
Well, you're limited on personnel. Where you're going to put there? I don't know if I'd go exactly with the word crushed. We've had problems the last three games. Two of those three blocks have been low kicks that we're trying to rectify out there in practice. So I'm going to put one of them on the protection, and the other two on the trajectory of the football. But no question, we got to get that. It needs to get rectified.
Why are those low kicks happening?
Hitting the ball too high, foot to ball just a little high there, and just not getting underneath it enough, and it's not clearing. I mean, later on in the game, after the block, they actually came through a cleaner on another opportunity there, but Travis got the ball up and got it through there. But it's gone from a strength of ours early on. I guess you could say probably first 10 games, 11 games maybe. To obviously it's a little bit of a Achilles heel right now, and we have to get it because we need every point we can get.
Is that a problem for Travis earlier when you're hitting the ball too high?
Didn't seem like it. I'll be honest with you. I think going into the game he was at 90%, and you felt good about that as your rookie kicker. You also have to understand, I think, that there's always sometimes going to be growing pains, and I think that maybe we got accustomed a little bit of maybe we bypassed that and got fortunate in bypassing those growing pains, so to speak. But I still have confidence in that player, and I think that he's a good kicker and doing a good job. But it's an issue that has to get fixed. And he came out yesterday in practice, and we did some different things, trying to simulate some different things, and he performed real well. So hopefully that'll carry over to Sunday. Can be, and the one he hit the other day, his technique was just a little bit off there on that first one, and you could kind of see it on his other ones. I guess you could say, if you looked at, there's, like, lack of a better term, some divots, golf term there a little bit. The one that got blocked, it was very clean, and you didn't see any divot at all. So, and as you pause it, you could see the foot on the ball just slightly high and trying to drive it a little bit as opposed to getting underneath it, chili dip it, so to speak. I hope not. I hope not.
How about Cam? Has Cam Irving been somewhat of a liability for you on any of the field goals?
Well, he's been doing really good up to this recent stretch. We've, I'm not going to put everything on Cam Irving. This is, Cam Irving's going to be in there. I mean, there's seven offensive linemen that play on Sunday. You have to have big people up there. So with regards to a wholesale change of people, you just in my world we don't have that luxury to do that. But did he look better yesterday? Sure did. Does he have to get better? Sure he does. But that's all of us, coaches included, players included, and I expect him to do a good job on Sunday. Be another good test for us.
This Mostert kid you guys picked up, and how does he fit in with your unit? Coach Patton mentioned that was one of the reasons that he was playing.
Number 43 for Baltimore, and know him very well and have studied him. And when you when I saw it come across the wire, I did it caught my eye because he's an awfully good football player who was there. He was their return man. We actually we kicked away from him. He's a guy that also plays gunner and was an inside cover player. He's been well coached, and he did a lot of good things up there for him. So if he's available, then obviously we'll use him. If he's not, then we'll continue to get him ready.
What's Marlon Moore meant to the special teams over the last 2 years? Now he's kind of contributing, obviously because of need as a receiver. What do you see seeing in him?
Toughness. Marlon's a guy that comes to work each and every day. And just he gives us a little bit of an edge, a little bit of an attitude, I think, in our special teams unit, and just a good football player, good person, more importantly. But when he goes out there, we feed off Marlon, and he's done a nice job for us, and I'm real proud of him, how he's playing on offense too. I mean, that's a credit to that kid that. He's taking advantage of his opportunities, but at the same time, he says, Taves, you need me to go, I'll go. So I appreciate what he's done for us.
Do you have any thoughts on just the Phil Dawson tribute and that moment that we saw?
I'll be honest with you, I did not see the tribute on the scoreboard there, but no, Phil Dawson, class act. No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I had a great time being with him out on the field again, and then getting the opportunity to visit with him after the game and visiting with his wife and kids. And he's just, like I mentioned last week, if I can tell a young kicker, if you can end up like Phil Dawson and become a Phil Dawson, then you've made it. And it was good to see him.